This goes to Dr. Mary, N like November, G like golf, U, Y, E, N like November, fax 989-629-8145. Regarding, first name is Mavourneen, it's M like Mary, A, V like Victor, O, U, R, N like November, E, E, N like November, O hyphen Brian, B-R-I-E-N. So O'Brien, Mavourneen O'Brien. Date of birth, May 9th of 1957. Dear Dr. N-G-U-Y-E-N, this is a consultation for Mrs. O'Brien, Miss O'Brien, who was sent for evaluation of elevated calcium levels, which could be either hypocalciuric, H-Y-P-O-C-A-L-C-U-R-I-C, hypercalcemia, versus hyperparathyroidism. The patient actually was seen in Ann Arbor at the endocrinology clinic on March 4th of 2022. For familial hypocalciuric hypercalcemia. And she has had problems with this high calcium level since she was 25 years old. She did have a CT scan of the neck with and without contrast in May of 2022 after seeing the endocrinologist. They found a small 5x3 millimeter hyper-enhancing structure in the right paraesophageal location. They thought it might be a parathyroid adenoma. There were no noted lymph nodes that appeared enlarged. Then she had a nuclear medicine whole body scan to rule out metastasis due to her history of sarcoma of the right shoulder requiring surgical removal and chemotherapy. This was May 31st, 2022. There was no evidence of osseous metastatic disease on the bone scan. There was a non-specific focus of uptake in the T3 lamina pedicle, possibly mixed sclerosis, but no definite lesion was noted. The patient is scheduled to see Dr. Sequeira, S-E-Q-U-I-E-R-A, who's a surgeon who specializes in parathyroid adenoma surgical removal. She will see him this week, and we'll discuss possible surgery on the small lesion versus a biopsy of that area. She understands that it will not, any type of surgical procedure will, should most likely not result in the elimination of her diffuse body pain and bone pain that she's complained of for at least a year. She's also complained of right flank pain that's been constant, and that's been going on for about a year, she states. She has a history of kidney stones on the right and did have lithotripsy 10 to 15 years ago. She's not sure what type of stones were passed at that point. Her right shoulder sarcoma was diagnosed as malignant fibrous histiocytoma, and she did require chemotherapy in 2006 with I, F like Frank, O, S like Sam, F like Frank, A, M like Mary, I, D like David, E, Adriamycin, A, D like David, R, I, A, M like Mary, Y C I N like November, and M like Mary, E S N like November A. And this was done when she lived in Illinois. Previous or subsequent PET scans have been negative for return of the malignant fibrous histoma or any other type of cancerous findings. She is extremely anxious and also very cheerful at times during our evaluation. Past medical history, review of systems, the patient denies headaches or dizziness, no syncopal episodes. She does have chronic generalized pain in her spine and all the bones in her arms. And touching the bones actually seems to elicit pain. She's very stiff when she moves, and she is able to get up on the exam table for evaluation, but she's extremely stiff. She denies chest pain or palpitations currently. She has dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. She has chronic constipation without blood or melena, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, but she does have heartburn difficulty. She has had some recent anal leakage for no known reason, and that did result in some type of vaginal itching and requiring creams to treat. No current edema. Past medical history, type 2 diabetes, poorly controlled at the last A1C check, which was October of 2022. Hyperlipidemia, anemia, familial hypocalciuric hypercalcemia versus hyperparathyroidism, diabetic neuropathy, diabetic retinopathy, removal of the right shoulder tumor, constipation, history of kidney stones, type unknown, obstructive sleep apnea with CPAP device, gastroesophageal reflux disease with history of hiatal hernia, chronic severe bone pain for more than a year, recent anal leakage. Past surgical history, she had removal of her tumor on the right shoulder in 2006. Lithotripsy was more than 15 years ago also. She's had both ovaries removed, and then that was followed by a vaginal hysterectomy. She's had tonsils and adenoids removed. She's had arthroscopic surgeries in both knees. She had left cataract removal at age 39 and several years ago, then she had right cataract removal. She's had an EGD and colonoscopy and hiatal hernia repair surgery. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. She quit smoking in 2012. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. The patient is single, she lives alone, and she is retired. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, stroke, hyperlipidemia, asthma, cancer, glaucoma, and suspected familial hypocalciuric hypercalcemia. Her father and his two sisters have had elevated calcium levels, and a third of her 11 siblings have had elevated calcium levels also. So this may be the familial hypocalciuric hypercalcemia also. She did have genetic testing done with a C, capital C, capital A, capital S, capital R gene that was found, but the finding was of uncertain significance. Medications are drug allergies. She is allergic to latex, gabapentin, and codeine. medications. She's on Lamictal, L-A-M-I-C-T-A-L, 25 milligrams, 2 tablets once daily. Janumet, it's 5100, one twice a day. Lipitor, 10 milligrams daily at bedtime. Ferrous sulfate, 325 milligrams, one every other day. And vitamin D3, 2,000 units once daily. Currently, she's using no oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, but she has used Celebrex and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for many years to control the ongoing bone pain. Physical exam, height is 65 inches, weight 161 pounds, pulse 95. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 130/80. Neck is supple. No palpable lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruise or jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Her right shoulder is sitting lower than the left side, and there's obvious surgical changes from removal of the tumor on that shoulder. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender. No ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen. No flank tenderness. Extremities, she does have a trace of ankle and pedal edema bilaterally. Decreased sensation in both feet. Capillary refill is 2 to 3 seconds bilaterally. Labs and studies. Most recent lab studies were done 10-14 of 2022. Calcium level was 10.9, albumin is 4.6, creatinine normal at 0.6, sodium 132, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 24, liver enzymes are normal. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio was checked 11-1 of 2022, that was normal at 10. Hemoglobin A1C, October 14th of last year, was 13.1, and she's due to have that checked this month again. Her hemoglobin is 15.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Urinalysis 11-14 of 22, negative for blood and 30 plus protein. Intact parathyroid hormone was checked 3-15 of 22, that is 107, and the calcium at that time was 10.5. And 5-17 of 21, intact parathyroid hormone was 71.9. Vitamin D level was 76 at that time. 2-17 of 22, creatinine is 0.7. Calcium is 10.2. Albumin 4.3. Electrolytes were normal. Urinalysis was negative for blood and negative for protein at that time. Assessment and plan. 1, hypercalcemia, either the familial hypocalciuric hypercalcemia type or hyperparathyroidism. The patient will be seeing Dr. Sequeira this week, and she will discuss the possibility of surgical removal of the 5 millimeter by 3 millimeter mass that was found in her neck. She should have lab studies done for us every 3 months, and those will include intact parathyroid hormone and, of course, calcium levels and renal chemistries. She does have excellent preserved renal function despite the mildly elevated calcium levels, and that's very consistent with the familial hypocalciuric hypercalcemia. It doesn't. Usually the kidney function is preserved, as is the case for this patient. She does have uncontrolled diabetes, and hopefully her next hemoglobin A1C will be markedly improved. She's supposed to be having an MRI of the thorax without contrast at the end of this month in Midland. But due to the fact that there is the area in the neck, we would recommend that you also add an MRI of the neck, and contrast could be used in this patient since kidney function is completely normal. So we would recommend adding contrast to the MRI of the thorax and also adding neck for further evaluation of the area in the neck. If she needs to use something for pain, she could use Celebrex daily for bone pain for up to a month, but then we would prefer she stop using any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs in order to prevent further any kidney damage. Perhaps she could try Cymbalta for pain control, since there's been some benefit to using that, especially with fibromyalgia patients. But she does have experienced hallucinations with codeine, so narcotics would be very iffy and very challenging for this patient. She does also have a referral to a neurologist for further evaluation, and she will keep that appointment also. We will have a follow-up visit with her in the next 3 months also. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.